兄姐妹、亲爱的朋友平安。
Can I turn, convert the PowerPoint, please? And turn off the front light, please. Can I off the front light, please? Sunny? Praise God. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you that once again your word is only our comfort.
天父，我们来谢谢你，唯有你的话语将成为我们的安慰。
We have praised you to worship.
借着敬拜，我们已经献上我们的颂赞。
Now through your word, we want to praise you who you are in our life.
现在借着你的话语，我们要来称颂你在我们生命中。
We thank you that you remind us that who we are.Through the power of your word.
借着你话语的大能，你让我们能够认识我们到底是谁。
Thank you.
谢谢您。
Good God, gracious God, loving God.
我们慈悲恩惠的神，爱我们的神，奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning our subject is know who you are.
今天早上我们的题目就是。认识你是谁。
Let's be upstanding and ask Brother Simon to read together. You all read together the Word of God.
让我们大家起来，带着恭敬的心，跟着我们的 Simon 弟兄一起来读今天早上的经文，《彼得前书》第二章第九节。
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在万邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Bless the reading of your word in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名，愿主祝福今天早上我们所读的经文。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
If you look at the Old Testament and the New Testament,
我们在看新约和旧约的时候，
The word priesthood come in both testament.
在新约和旧约里面就有了这一个职分，就是祭司。
However, you and I are the more blessed than the New Testament, Old Testament priesthood.
今天呢，我们是比旧约的祭司还的重要。
Except that the Old Testament priesthood can only priest can accessinto his presence.
Yeah, 除了旧约的祭司，只有祭司才能够进入到神的面前。
You know, today you and I can access into his presence anywhere, anytime, in the church, in the home, in the place of work.
你们知道吗？在今天，我们成为神的祭司，我们什么时候，无论在什么地方，在教会里面，在你的家里，我们随时都好带着祭司的职分到神的面前。
What are the similarities between Old Testament and the New Testament priesthood?
新约和旧约的祭司有什么不同呢？
First, both are believers.
第一，做祭司的都是相信神的人。
Secondly,
第二点。
Old Testament and the New Testament priesthood are all having the same privilege.
旧约和新约的祭司，他们都有一样的特权。
And also, both of us are cleansed from our sinful nature.
新约和旧约的祭司都已经在旧身体、旧的生命当中被洁净了。
The Old Testament and the New Testament priesthood are clothed to serve the Lord in the kingdom.
旧约和新约的祭司，他们同样被称为在神的国度里面服侍神的人。
And we are all ordained to be obedient unto His word.
所以我们每一个人被称为祭司，为的就是我们要来顺服神的话。
And we are all in the New Testament priesthood are to honor the word of God.
我们新约的祭司，我们要来遵从神的话。
And we are to walk in His walk.
我们要就在神的道路上。
And we have to impact people who are non-believer.
我们要来影响非基督徒。
And we are all messengers for God.
我们同样就是要传扬神的信息的仆人。
But Peter used two words to describe the difference between the Old and the New Testament priesthood.
彼得用了两个字来分析新约和旧约祭司。
As I said just now, Old Testament only the priest can enter into the very presence of God.
刚才我已经讲了，旧约的祭司只有祭司。旧约的祭司才能够进入到神的同在。
But you and I today, as Peter said,
但是今天你和我按照彼得所说的，
we all are pilgrims and strangers.
我们在世上，我们不过是寄居的。
This morning when I wake up my morning devotion,
今天早上当我起来读圣经的时候，
the word of God really strike me when I read the word.
当我在第一次读神的话的时候，有一件引起我注意的。
Paul said to Corinthian church,
保罗对哥林多的教会说，
Dignify your body.
就是说我们要尊重我们的身体。
I was spiritually awakened
by the word. 忽然间我看到这一个话，这一句话的时候，我忽然间变醒起来。
How do we dignify our body as a pilgrim and a stranger on this earth?
我们在这个地上，我们是寄居的，我们是客旅的，我们怎样来看重我们的身体呢？
First, let's see what a stranger is.
第一呢，我们要来看一个寄居的人是谁呢？
A stranger is a person who lives on an extended time in the land, but doesn't belong to you and me.
一个寄居的人呢，一个客旅呀，他就是暂时住在一个地方，但是他所住的地方不是属于他的。
But because you live to a certain period of time, you need a house to stay in.
因为你已经住了一段的时间，所以你需要有一个房屋，使你能够在里面居住。
But we are never permanent on this earth.
但是在这个地面上，你我都不是永远住在这里的。
To us, this earth is a foreign land.
对我们看来呢，这一个地方呢，是一个外人居住的地方。
That's a stranger.
就是一个寄居的人。
What about a pilgrim?
但是假如你是客旅的呢？
A pilgrim is far more temporarily, a longer period than a stranger.
所以呢，对不起，我解释错了。一个寄居的就是住的比较长久，客旅的只是暂时而已。
So the word pilgrim means have an extended more longer period than a stranger.
所以呢，这个寄居的就能够住的比一个客旅的人住的比较长的时间。
But a pilgrim is passing to a place and to another place.
但是这个客旅的就是在经过，从这一个地方经过到别的地方去。
You know what's the good news?
你知道这里的好消息是什么呢？
You're passing through this earth.
我们只是在这个地面上走过而已。
But you're going to another place.
你是要到另外一个地方去。
Which is far, far 100% better than this place on earth.
就是比我们现在在地面上所住的地方更好。
But we cannot escape church to live in the world.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们是不能够逃避，一定我们要住在这个世界上。
Because God created Adam and Eve and put it in the Garden of Eden, which is in the world.
神创造了亚当、亚华在伊甸园，就是代表住在这个世界上。
But this earth is not our home. You can be in the world.
但是这个世界却不能够成为我们永久的家乡。
But we must not be off the world.
但是虽然我们住在世界上，但是我们不是属于这个世界。
And I think Peter is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Hey, listen, church.
所以我相信彼得是受着圣灵的感动， 对教会的人说
，You are a stranger and you are a pilgrim。
啊，你是在这里是啊，客旅，是一个寄居的人。
Because you and I live long enough on earth, we is appropriate to live and to get a job because we need to be fed by the provision of God。
啊，因为我们现今是活在这个世界，所以呢，我们需要神来供应我们。有得到粮食吃，还有一份的工作，是我们能够继续生活下去。
Right behind your mind, we are told we are stranger and pilgrim.
但是在我们的头脑的后面，我们要想，我们目前我们只是一个寄居，只是一个客旅。
But when we are a pilgrim or stranger,
啊，当我们在地上，我们是客旅寄居的人的时候，
there is one thing you can never, never escape.
只要有一件事你不能够逃避的，
in the midst of different culture,
就是在不同的文化的当中。
But there's a matter, all different culture, they will one day.Have their way to heaven.
但是不管是哪一种的文化，他们也能够有一天能够到神那边去。
But Peter said, "Hey, remember who you are."
但是彼得提醒我们说，你们要知道你自己是谁。
We have all different culture. We may be Chinese.
我们都面对很遇到很多不同的文化，比如说我们是华人。
It doesn't matter what culture you come from. Praise the Lord for you.
Yeah, 不管你是从哪一种文化来到这里，我为你来先。
But every one of you seated, including me, has got two mirrors.
但是我们每一个人坐在这里，包括我，我们都有两面的镜子。
And if we know what type of mirror we are, you and I will know who we are.
哎，当我们知道了那个面子。给我们看到的是什么，我们就知道，我们就认识了我们的身份。
Culturally, you may act different. That's perfect.
啊，在文化的当中，不同文化的当中，我们的行为举止或许是不一样，但是这个不要紧。
But I encourage you to mirror your own culture and look at yourself, your own culture.
但是我要。你自己来看你带着这种文化，你来看你自己的本
身。And the second mirror,
还有第二面的镜子呢
is outsider looking at you and they reflect you and you have a perfect clean mirror.
啊，当你到外面出去的时候，当人家在看到你的时候，你反射出来的是跟你先前文化当中那片镜子不一样。
But remember, the first mirror is more important.Looking at yourself.
你要先来看你自己本身。
Who you are.
你到底是谁。
Know who you are.
你要认识你是谁。
You really know who you are.
你真实的知道你是谁吗？
Our product of being born again.
当我们重生了以后。
We have the product of heavenly.
我们就有一个属神的天性了。
So we have a heavenly minded person walking on this earth.
所以我们就是成为带着属天的思想却走在这个世界上的人。
Because our legal right is only in heaven.
因为我们唯有在天上我们就有了那个属神的特权。
You are born again, you are not to live in your old way.
当你重生以后你不能再继续过着你的旧生活。
You know where is the problem when people are born again?
你知道，当一个人重生以后
，they still use their English use the word rational thinking and the reasoning with themselves. Oh, this is the way I think I am right.
哎，他们头脑的思想，人就好像属地的思想。哦，我是这样想，我就这样行出来。
But we as Christians, we should obey the law of the land.
但是 我们做基督徒的，当然我们要遵从我们属地上的一切的律法。
But the law of the word of God is far more superior than the word of the law of the land.
但是呢，神的话语带着更大的潜力，比我们属世地面上的律法还要重要。
That's why a truly born-again person who knows the law of the Word of God, you find that they are a good citizen of any country we migrate.
所以呢，一个真正重生的基督徒，不管他移民到哪一个国家，他非常的看重并且遵行当地的律法。
So in a cross-cultural mixing one another,
所以当我们在彼此不同的文化在交流的时候，
we need to know how to conduct ourselves in the law of the Word of God to mirror us and to mirror others.
所以呢，我们需要照神的话语来反照我们外表的行为。
So let's see what Peter is trying to tell us.
好不好？我们来看彼得怎样告诉我们关于这一方面。
He reminds us of past and our present situation.
彼得呢，在圣经里面，他提醒我们现在和过去的状况。
Peter said, "Hey, look at yourself."
彼得提醒我们说，你们先看你们自己。
You are called out of darkness.
你们是被呼召从黑暗里出来的。
All of us, including me, has got a dark past behind us.
所有的人，包括我自己，我们过去曾经有了那个处在黑暗的历史。
In the darkness of sin.
我们就是在罪的黑暗的里面。
Now salvation. What is salvation?
什么是救恩呢？
Salvation, number one, is God's idea.
救恩呢，第一呢是出于神的。
God of His heavenly throne planned salvation through Jesus Christ, His only Son.
神呢，在宝座上，他就计划了，借着他的独生的爱子，赐给了我们救恩。
And when man fell into sin,
当人跌入堕落在罪恶的当中
，Therefore we need salvation.
这个时候呢，我们每一个人都需要救恩。
All right. Once you have the salvation,
你什么时候得到了救恩？
Is God's idea of salvation reside in you?
现在呢，在你里面有没有神的救恩在你的生命里呢？
有 ，Yes. But how come there are people? It's a stumbling block to believers.
为什么呢？有些人成为信徒的绊脚石呢？
Because their concept of salvation is not work with the law of God, which is a permanent, perfect idea.
因为他们的行为不符合神那个真实完全的真理。
Start to think of yourself the past which is dark.
你开始来思想，你的过去是处在黑暗的里面。
Because all men and women walk on this earth, they seem to know a way that seems to be right in the eyes of man.
但是所有的男女在世上，他们所走的道路，在他们思想里面，他们以为他们走的都是正路。
They have actually diluted the concept of salvation.
他们已经把这个救恩变成更肤浅了。
So the proverb says, the end of their life is what? Death.
所以他们走那条道路的结局呢，就是死亡。
Their salvation idea is completely different from God's salvation.
接下去呢，他们对这个救恩的观念跟神起初所给我们那个救恩完全不一样了。
Please remember.
所以要记得
，We are called out of darkness.
要记得，我们被呼召走出了黑暗
，and throw ourselves in the glorious, wonderful light.
使我们能够进入到神给我们那个荣耀的光中。
Second reminder.
第二个提醒呢
？He say once you are without mercy, and now you receive mercy in verse 10.
在第十节里面说，从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。
As he say, when you are a stranger in the world.
所以当我们在世上是做客旅寄居的。
Without God, you have no mercy.
假如你没有得到神，你就得不到神的怜悯。
God's mercy is to save you and me.
神的怜悯乃是要来拯救你，拯救我。
And God's mercy is to bring us to His love and to His grace.
因着神的怜悯，神把我们进入到他的慈爱和他的恩惠里面。
And we become a member of God's kingdom.
使我们能够成为天国的一份子。
So when you beginning came from darkness,
对，当我们从黑暗出来的时候，
you and I have no mercy and grace of God. Totally, we are unworthy.
那个时候我们完全是不配的得到神的怜悯。
Without God, we deserve to be in hell.
没有神的怜悯呢，我们是应该到地狱去。
Grace of God reached down from the heavenly to us.
因着神的恩典，他从天上。
Deliver you out of darkness and giving you mercy and love.
他救我们从黑暗中出来，给了我们他的怜恤和他的慈爱。
So as I say, Lord, you only grace and grace alone that you can save me.
我常常对神说，唯有因着你的恩典，你的恩典救了我。
No other way.
没有其他的方法。
No man's philosophy can save you.
没有人类的什么哲学都不能够拯救我们。
That's second reminder.
这是第二样神提醒我们。
The third reminder.
第三样神在提醒我们说。
We are a chosen people.
他说我们是被拣选的族类。
So God reached out to lost humanity.
神的爱呢，他临到了这一个世上的人类当
中。And chose people to himself.
他就拣选了人类来归向他。
And he created us a brand new race called his children.
他就把我们重新改造了，成为他所谓的神的儿女。
The same thing is true that once we are born again.
那是我们什么时候重生？
We have that spiritual level that we are his son and daughter.
那我们在树林里面，我们却成了神的儿女。
So when you and I are pilgrim and stranger in the world, we don't feel left out.
所以当我们在这个世界上好像是客旅寄居的人，我们并不因此就失去了神的怜悯。
You have to be a stranger and to be a pilgrim. But who is leading us? Jesus Christ, the light of Christ.
现今我们是客旅，我们是寄居的，我们必定要能够得到神的怜悯和慈爱。
It's wonderful God chose us.
神拣选了我们，这是一件很奇妙的事。
Fourth reminder.
第四点，神提醒我们呢。
We actually were lost.
我们以前是世上的。
We are separated from God.
我们跟神隔隔离。
Now through Jesus, we are drawn nigh, nearer and nearer to God.
现在借着耶稣，我们一步一步更加的亲近神。
We can enter into His presence anytime, any place, anywhere.
我们在任何的时候，在任何的地方，我们都能够进入到神的面前。
That is the modern priest.
这个就是君尊的祭司。
We can have access to the Lord's glory immediately, anytime, anywhere, any place.
我们不论在什么时候，在什么地方，我们都能够立刻来到神的面前。
That's why the word royal priesthood.
在这里呢，他就讲到是君尊的祭司。
The fifth reminder.
第五个提醒。
In a royal priesthood, you become a holy nation.
我们既然成为了君尊的祭司，我们就能够共同的成为一个圣洁的国度。
This word holy simply means you're set apart and you are different.
圣洁的意思就是被分开出来，跟别人不一样的。
So Jesus is in charge of our life.
现在是主耶稣掌握到我们的生命。
And all that we do,
我们所做的一切，
we do to glorify God.
我们都是为了荣耀神而做。
So we have that ability to do God's work because we are a holy, set apart, different person.
因为我们就是圣洁，被分开。圣洁的国民，所以我们能够来服侍神。
Isn't it wonderful?
这是不是很好的呢？
Start thinking.
我们要开始来思想。
Let me ask you, can a lost man clean up his life?
哎，当一个世上的人，他能够洁净他的生命吗？
No way.
绝对不能。
A lost person cannot clean up his life.
呀，一个世上迷路的人，他不能够洁净他自己的生命。
But the good news.
但是这里有一个好
消息。A saved person.
一个
得救
的人，被主拯救的人。
Planet, his life is cleaned up, but for his glory.
啊，觉得知道了他的生命已经被洁净了，为的是要荣耀神。
That's the reason why he deliver you from darkness into light.
所以呢，他把我们拯救从黑暗中进入到光明里面的目的。
Our fleshy nature can never do one good thing.
我们这个是肉体的身体。我绝对不能做一件的好事。
Sometimes Christians tell me.
有的基督徒有时候他告诉我。
Oh, so and so can do so much good things.
啊，你看谁呀？他能够做了很多的善事。
You know what I said?
你知道我怎样回答呢？我说那是很好。
Externally, he or she can do a lot of good things for you.
呀，在外表呢，他能够替你做了很多的好事、善事。
But you got to see what she or he can do internally for you.
Yeah, 我们要看他的内心里面到底为我们做了什么。
Is that a genuine holy separateness unto him?
他所做的一切是不是跟神呢是一个圣洁所献上的一切。
That's why I start off saying salvation is God's idea.
所以我开始的时候我说我们被得救乃是出于神。
But a continuous salvation is our behavior.
但是假如我们能够继续好像当初得救到现在呢，那就是看我们外面的行
为。So the gospel says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
啊，所以圣经里面说，我们要战战兢兢地活出我们的救恩。
There are continuing conditions for being saved and always saved.
所以呢，我们要得救，我们要继续不断地得救。
There are a lot of conditions at that.
啊，在这里呢，就有一些的条件。
Peter says the sixth reminder: you are belonging to God, a peculiar people.
彼得又在提醒我们的身份是属于神的儿子。
That means you and I are a people of God's possession.
换一句话说，我们是属于神的。
To be His very, very own.
啊，我们是完全是属于神的。
And we are saved for His own.
哎，我们得救就是原来要来属于神的。
But I think of it, this is really precious.
哎，当我想到这一点的时候，我觉得这一句话是非常的宝贝。
Just imagine, Lord, you possess me.
我们来想一想，神啊，你真的拥有我吗？
Those parents will understand.
做父母亲的就会明白。
When you have children.
当你们有了自己的孩子。
This my wife, 心肝囝。
啊，这个孩子是我的心肝宝贝啊。
Possession.
是我拥有的。
What about spiritual possession?
那在属灵的方面，
have you ever thought of that?
你们有没有想到，我们属灵的方面，我们是
属于谁的？ People belonging to God. People belonging to God.
对呀，就是属于神的人。
Got three main things.
我们做属神的人有三点。
If you and I are possessed by God.
假如你和我是完全属于神的。
The first blessing is He provides.
那第一个。得到的祝福就是神必定供应你的需要。
So I say God is my provision.
所以我说神供应我的需要。
Because He possesses you.
因为他拥有我在他的身旁。
What's the worry?
所以你还要再忧虑什么呢？
Your need He provides.
你的需要他都要供给。
Like our pastor, Simon testimony says His provision, His salary, His this and that.
Yeah, 我们的弟兄刚才做见证，神供应他， 还有加了薪水又有工作。
Let me encourage you.
所以
the second blessing of possession.
第二个啊，第二个祝福，假如你是属于神的。
It's easy to remember in English. The first one is.
第一个
provide.
他会。
The second one is.
供应给你。第二个。
If you are writing not in English, protect.
他就会保护你。
We have God's protection.
我们有神的保护。
Sometimes we are unconscious that God is protecting us.
很多时候我们都不自觉说神一直在保护着我们。
So you have the first possession.
第一，你是被神拥有的，神会供应你。神会保护你。
The last one, because you have provision, you have protection.
You have 供应，有的神的保护，你就有了安全。
Ah, we are possessed by God.
是，这个就是我们已经得到神拥有了我们的生
命。I think you all will agree with me.
我相信大家都会跟我同意。
Why you work so hard, so hard, so hard, so hard?
啊，当我们很努力的在工作。
Why you earn?
为什么
？Nothing wrong.
人一直不停的赚钱，这个是对的。
We have security.
使得我们的生命我们就有了。
So we belong to Him, Church.
所以呢，我们都是属于神的人。
Thank you, Lord, you provide.
我们谢谢神的。
Thank you, Lord, you protect.
谢谢神的保护。
Thank you, Lord, you make us secure.
我们谢谢神来保护，使我们有安全感。
Our past does not belong to God.
我们的过去不在，不是属于神的。
We are now.A peculiar chosen people.
我们现在却是神所拣选的子民。
So, life become very significant and purposeful.
所以呢，我们的生命成为是非常重要，也是充满了都是有目的的。
So note, we are His precious people.
我们都是神特殊的子民。
You and I, in the is called.The psalmist says, the apple of God's eye.
我们在圣经里面呢，诗篇里面说，我们都是神眼睛中的瞳仁。
We are so precious.
我们在神的眼中是非常的宝贵。
Thank you for Peter reminding these six things.
我们非常感谢彼得，他提醒我们这六点。
So that's your first mirror.
这个就是你所看的第一面。
Mirror these six things.In your life and in my life.
你要看到在你的生命，我的生命里面就有了这个特殊的身份。
Then how do we? Why do we have to present our service to the Lord?
为什么呢？我们要提醒我们要来服侍神呢？
Instead of being partaking of the different culture, which is good.
当我们在适应在不同的文化的当中
，and we are living in the world, we cannot escape.
我们都是活在这个世界里面，是我们所不能逃避的。
We have to share the mindset of heaven.
所以呢，我们都
and remember that we are from another world. So we are stranger.Is it on? We are stranger and pilgrim.
我们都是客旅，我们都是寄居的。
But culture is biblical.
我们所面对的这一些的不同的文化。
But one thing, we all will land up in the same place called the heaven.
但是最终呢，我们都是有同一个目的地。
When I host men of God in my house in Malaysia.
当我在马来西亚，我在接待神的仆人的时候
，They are foreigner.
他们都是外国人。
And we are Chinese.
我们是华人。
And when I sup with them in my house,
当我们在家里面一同用餐的时候
，A real man of God will start to look.
神的仆人就开始在观察。
One day I asked,
有一天我就问他，
Pastor,
我说牧师啊
，What are you looking?
我说你在看什么呢？
I want to see how you eat.
他说他要看我们用餐的方式。
The soup is there. Grace prepare everything. One bowl differently. And we don't drink the soup. We eat our food with the soup at the same time and simultaneously. And this foreign culture pastor, he wants to blend into my culture. I say, Pastor, eat your own cultural way. You say, my culture, Pastor say, is to drink the soup first.
他说我们外国人呢, 是先喝汤,
I notice your culture.
我发现,
you eat food and drink soup.
你们中国人呢, 一面吃饭, 也一面来喝汤。
I said, Pastor, this is culturally different, but whether you drink first or I eat and drink first, everything will go to the same stomach.
我说, 这只是我们文化不同, 你吃喝这个汤先, 还是后来才喝, 这些东西全部进入到你的肚子里面。你就按照你的方式，你们的习惯来吃。
And he started to laugh.
对，他就开始笑了。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
what is your present service?
我们目前的服事是什么呢?
Only one thing I can say.
只有我能够只有讲。
Your present service should not be earthbound.
你的目前的服事不能够只是受到地面上的控制。
But to show them that we are the citizen of God in the heavenly culture, in the church.
但是我们却要表达出我们在这个教会里面的服事就是代表天国的文化。
Because the Bible says we are ambassadors from heaven to this earth.
因为圣经里面说, 我们就是从天上到地上的一个代表。
So we are all to share the culture of our homeland.
所以呢, 我们就是要来分享我们原先的地方的文化。
You see, when I go to your home, you serve me with, you know, that, what's it called? That? They eat but without the soup. They gave me and then eat like that and with some sour sauce.
一样东西，要吃要放一些酸酸的东西。
But in my culture, I eat that with soup.
Yeah, 就是说我们讲到吃那个水饺。
But I like it later on. Sooner or later, yeah. I learned, oh, the Chinese culture from China is eating that thing only without soup.
Yeah, 就是吃啊,中国人吃啊,
what's wrong? Nothing wrong. I enjoy it.
水饺,
I like it.
没有汤的, 就是放一点的醋。 我们马来西亚呢,我们是连汤一起来喝。
So, important thing, our action, our body language,
我们的行为,
our thinking,
我们的心思,
heaven bound.
只是属于神的,
that is important.
这是最要紧,
You are not going to serve me cultural food to poison me.
Yeah, 你不是我所吃的东西并不会使我拉肚子。
No, you give me steam hot one.
Yeah, 你们都给煮到很香的东西给我们吃。
Nothing wrong.
这个没有错的。
So our mindset is heavenly bound.
所以呢, 我们的心思意念是属于神的。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹,
we are to declare the praises of God.
我们的服事就是叫我们来宣扬称颂神。
You know there is a right and a wrong way to do good things.
你知道吗? 当我们行一件好事的时候, 有对的, 也有不对的。
A lot of us, including me, sometimes when I do a good thing, I thought, that's the right way.
有时候我做一件的好事, 我认为是对的方法。
But there is a right and a wrong way to do good things. Have you thought of that? Say, for example,
比如来说,
you want to reach out your non-Christian friend.
啊, 你要将福音传给还没有信主的朋友。
First, make sure your body language is not offensive.
啊, 你要知道, 哦, 你的态度是不是在侵犯他?
Inside your heart, I want you to become a Christian.
啊, 在他心里面, 我们的意思就是说, 希望他能成为基督徒。
But then,That person look at me,
但是当那一个人看到我的时候
my body language is offensive.
Yeah, 对他呢我的态度他不感到、啊、不对
The not right behavior.、
啊、我们没有好的外表的行为
What's the product of my witnessing?
对呢我的见证的结果是什么
Zero.
就是没有结果
So you may declare the praises of him, but watch.Is it the right way or the wrong way?
当你要宣扬神，要称颂他的时候，你的态度，你的方法是不是对的？
The only thing I think is always right is to declare what God has done in your life.
我们所说的认为是对的，就是我们来宣扬神在我们的身上所做的事。
So he says, show forth your praises.
所以他说，我们要来宣扬称颂神。
Sometimes,
有时候
，a non-believer,
一个还没有信主的朋友
me,
看到我的时候
，he looked or she looked two things.
他看到两件事。
You want to know?
你们要知道
吗 ？The first thing is your vocal.
他要听你所说的声音，你说话的声音。
Secondly,
第二
，he's Looking at you.
他一直在看你的外表。
Without you talking.
你就是你还没有讲话的时候，他一直看着你的外表。
And you are a negative person.
啊，假如你是负面的人。
If you are a hurtful person.
假如你是内心有受伤的人。
You hurt this person.
啊，你已经伤害了这一个人。
But the person who hurt this person.
但是另外一个使这个人受伤害的。
Why he so easily to hurt people?
为什么这个人这样容易伤害别人呢
？Because his hurt is being immune internally.
因为在他的内心里面，他已经习以为惯了。
So he hurt people, he doesn't feel it.
所以当他伤害别人的时候，他心里没有这种感受。
You only have to declare the praises of God.
所以我们要来宣扬神值得我们称颂的事。
That is what Peter said.
在这里，彼得告诉我们。
So, the next thing is,
还有接下去,
how are we to demonstrate the truth of our salvation?
我们怎样宣扬救恩的真实呢?
Number one,
第一点,
Peter said,
彼得说,
please abstain from sinful desire.
我们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Sinful desire, in English it says, enslave us, bound us.
啊,这个肉体的私欲就是一直在缠住我们的东西。
In the world, drug addicts are bounded and enslaved by drugs.
啊，这个吸毒的人，他们就受了这一些他们肉体的私欲的辖制。
In the world,
在世界上
，the love of money also enslaves us.
啊，贪爱世界常常也是在辖制我们。
I say the love of money.
我说天。贪爱金钱。
I'm not saying money enslaves you, Simon.
我没有说是钱财来挟制你。
赞美主。
啊，你加进来感谢主。
But if you're so money bound,
但是假如你说就甚啊非赚的更多钱不可呢，那你已经受到挟制了。
Have you realized that unbelievers always talk bad things about believers?
你知道吗？没有信主的人有时候也讲到。信徒的不对的地方
，because they are earthbound。
因为呢，他们是属于地上的。
Don't be wounded。
所以你不要因着他们所讲的话来受伤。
Because you are in the light。
因为你是走在神的光中。
Unbeliever can never be attracted to God until they see the second mirror in you。
啊，一个没有信主的人，他们。不会被受吸引来走到神的面前，除非他看到你另一面的镜子。
So he says here, the second point.
所以在这里,
when the day of visitation comes.
所以当主要来的时候,
what does it mean, day of visitation?
就是主将要再来临的时候,
it has got two meanings.
在这里就是知道两个意思,
number one, will bring unbeliever to repentance and salvation.
主再来的时候, 他要使还没有相信主的人来接受救恩。
Sometimes I don't have to preach to people.
有时候你不必向那个人传福音。
You just have to throw light to them.
你就是用你生命发出的光来告诉他们。
That is called the day of visitation of the Lord to save him.
这就是主来的时候，他要拯救的人。
The second meaning.
第二个意思就是,
all of us will have to have that this day of visitation.
我们每一个人都面对主再临的那一天。
That is the final judgment.
这就是最后的审判。
Including pastor.
也包括牧师。
Don't think that pastors will not be judged.
你不要以为说我们做牧师，有一天当主来临的时候，我们被免去这个审判。
So, this is our declaration.
这就是我们的宣告。
How do we demonstrate?
我们要怎样来表达？
Secondly,
显露我们的行为呢？
See your good deeds.
我们要别人看见我们的好行为。
We all have to live right in front of the lost world.
在这一个世上的世界的人面前，我们的行为要过得更好。
When I'm in working in the high school, people say, "Ah, this fellow holy, holy." I never heard. Right?
Say,
thank you, Jesus. They see me holy, holy.
在中学教书的时候，他们每一次都称我， "Oh, 这个人是圣洁的人。我没有受伤。
Because I said to myself, I was lost and now I am found.
因为我对自己说，我前我是世上的，现在我已经被寻回。
I have to be a faithful witness.
我要成为一个忠心的见证人。
Praise God.
感谢主。
When I was an undergraduate,
当我还没有毕业的时候,
as a freshman in the college,
我在学院里面,
I don't know about the university here, they always bully the freshmen.
Yeah, 在马来西亚开学的第一天, 他们呢就去捉弄所有的新生。
That is a way to orientate the senior will come.
这个迟疑。
I'm a senior in the university.
在大学,
and he is first year.
我是已经第二年、第三年, 他是Simon是第一年。
What's your name?
你叫什么名?
And he says Simon.
他说他是Simon.
Alright. Do body pumping 100 times.
你要再把身体在地上。 要做100次,
one day,
有一天,
this senior man, I'm a junior.
我是刚刚进到大学的。
They collect their urine.
这一个第二年的大学生呢, 他们就收集了很多的尿尿。
And try to pour over the junior.
就是把这个尿, 要倒在这个新生的,
but diluted with water.
但是那个尿有掺了一些水。
And I was doing like this.
我就一直要避开。
God is my protector.
神是我的保护者。
Suddenly,
忽然间,
a senior man came out.
一个比我大一年的。
This is 苏光苏辉。
他们问我，你的名字是苏光还是苏辉？
我说苏辉。
我说我是苏辉。
You know who am I?
我说你知道我是谁吗？我说我不知道你是谁。
I am your mother's student and your mother is my headmistress.
他说我是你妈妈的学生，你妈妈是我的校长。
In the nick of time, God protected me.
就在那个时候，他们就不戏弄我，神保护了我。
And this little man,
所以这一个大年纪的,
hey, don't touch this man.
他就告诉其他的同学们, oh, 你们不要碰这个新生。 他们就问我，你是不是基督徒？
You know what he said?
你知道,
because I know who he is.
因为我认识这个人是谁。
Don't touch this man.
所以你不要戏弄他。
This junior.
是要侍奉这个新生，
感谢主，
我就感谢主。
They let me go.
啊，所以他们没有把那个尿尿丢在我的身上。
Because the first man, body pumping.
啊，第一个叫我呢，
urine.
就是第二个要把尿尿丢在我的身上。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹。
Is it a privilege to be a Christian?
啊，我们做基督徒实在是会享受一些的特权。
It is good.
神是好美善的。
Then second year I become a senior.
啊，在第二年的时候，我就比新生早了一年了。
And they know this person to look to.
他们认识我是谁。
And I was fresh from HSC.
呀，我是从啊这个 HSC 刚毕业出来。
And my mathematics very good.
啊，我的数学都很好。
And my college mate second year.
呀，第二年级。
Part of that I was very good.
知道我对一些科目很好。
Second year you have a special room, one to one.
我们就有一个人一间
的房间。Not a dormitory where you sleep 12 people. Oh, I don't like it.
四个人一个厅来睡觉，睡在一起。
They come to my room.
他们来到我的房间。
I got this problem.
啊，他们就请教我。
So I solve.
啊，我就帮助他们。
I don't understand. Or actually, one more time.
帮助他们的功课。
Then he took out his pocket.
他就拿
he gave me. You know what he gave me?
你知道他给我什么？
一支。
他给我了一支烟。
Cool.
他说好啊，你吸啦，你吸烟吧。
I said his name is Cool. I said Cool.
我说。
K-H-O-O. Hey, Cool. I don't smoke.
我跟他说我是不吸烟的。
He used his worldly language. He laughed at me.
他就笑我。
You are young.I am 35 years old. I'm a mature Christian in the university.
他说，哦，你还
You are very young.
啊，我已经在大学。
You haven't seen the world.
他说，啊，你这样年轻，你还没有
I said 25 years down the road.
我说，再过了五年。
On the road in Malaysia.
在马来西亚。
If you see me.
假如你看到我。
You will never see a pack of cigarette in my body.
你绝对不会看到我有一盒的香烟在我的身上。
Until today.
一直到今天
I haven't smoked even one stick.
我从来都没有吸过一支的烟香烟
Because I know who am I.
因为我知道我的身份我认识我是谁
So brother and sister
所以弟兄姐妹
It is very very important
对一件很重要的事
We make sure they see your good deed
我们要确实使他们看到我们的好行为。
It is very important. Then,
后来
when I was 3 years old,
当我三岁的时候
that time I wasn't a very, I don't know what's the Bible, I never read the Bible.
我没有读过圣经。
But my mom is a headmistress.
啊，我妈妈是学校的校长。
And that school is up the hill.
啊、那间学校是在高山上
at night very cold
晚上是很冷的
in Malaysia very cold
是很冷的
but at night you know who came out
你知道在晚上的
时候 a very special type of animal
啊有一个特别的动物
we call the toad 青蛙
啊就是青蛙
very big toad
是很大只的青蛙
and the local people say 校长的孩子跪下来拜拜拜
啊、那个乡村的人呢就跟我说跟牧师说你是校长的儿子赶快向这只的青蛙下拜
He said, I run this way and go home.
Yeah, 我不跟这个青蛙下拜我就跑回家
hey, Mom,
我就问妈妈妈妈这是到底什么一回事
They asked me, you big, what's that? 你说这个青蛙大青蛙、
啊、他说这只是大青蛙
So later I found out in the culture
我知道了，乡村的人的文化呢
？They worship toad.
他们就拜青蛙。
Then I asked mom.
哎，我就问妈妈。
Mom said, 不可以拜啊 ，never.
你不可以去拜青蛙。
So when I was a small boy, anything I'm not sure, the person to consult is my parent.
哎，所以在小时候我不明白的，我就是问妈妈。
You young people you don't understand this spiritual thing. Don't consult your university mate.
哎，我们大学的，我们当中大学的弟兄姐妹们，有什么你不了解的，你不要去问你大学的同学。
Consult your spiritual leader.
啊，你就来请教你们的属灵的父母亲、属灵的
or consult your cell group leader.
你的小组长。
The brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
It is very important.
所以这是很重要的，也要让人看见你的好行为。
Your good deed. Your good deed is not for you to boast.
你的好行为并不是让你去夸耀。
But you boast in the Lord, very good.
但是你在主里面，你来夸耀。
But you boast in front of people how holy you are, no good.
你在人的面前，你跟人家说你是多么的圣洁呢
？People see your second mirror.
人家看到你另一面的镜子。
So until Jesus come,
到当主来的时候
，we will all be pilgrim and stranger.
我们。就都是在地面上，我们都是寄居客旅。
We are all surrounded by good culture and bad culture.
我们都是在好和坏的文化的当中。
So we live and declare the truth of God.
所以呢，我们活着，我们就是要宣扬神的真理。
So it is very essential that we get united in the Word of God.
所以呢，我们很需要的，我们能够跟。圣经的话语符合我们的行为跟圣经的话语。
Then in all things in your life,
那我们就能够在生命中的每一件事。
You have the love of God.
你就会得到神的爱。
Let's sing the last song.
我们来唱最后的一首诗。
God bless you.
愿主来祝福你。